UWM and some of its neighbors learned this week that Governor Walker's budget might remove state protections for Downer Woods. It's the 11-acre forest on the north end of campus. University spokesman Tom Lujak talks about the issue and the wooded site.
It was set aside actually through state law as a special preserve to create both a buffer between the university and a lot of the surrounding neighborhood, and also to ensure that the university did not become so concentrated with buildings that the pressure on the surrounding neighborhood would create quality of life issues. And so it's been set aside, and it is a very special place.
Can you describe some of the things that make it special?
Actually, there's a lot more good stuff in there than a few years ago. We've been working with one of the conservationists who manages all of the university's nature preserves. We have a number of areas set aside for biological studies. Jim Reinarts, who leads that conservation team, has been working to get rid of invasive species that infiltrated into the land, and they're trying to restore it to its original state of some great hardwood trees. And today it's being used by a number of faculty members who do scientific projects within that nature preserve. We actually have film students who come in and shoot some of the films that they use in their training. It's strange because when you get into this little 11-acre tract right on the busy east side of Milwaukee, it's as if you're 100 miles away. You're out of sight from the buildings and the like. And it belies the notion that an urban campus has to be just concrete.
What does the university leadership think about the fact that this might not be protected by state law?
Yeah, well, we did not ask for the changes that are included now in the budget proposal. And when we learned about it, actually just very, very recently, it was our assumption, and it is our assumption today, that the same protection that is provided to these woods through state statute would transfer over into a region policy. We have no interest or desire at this point to do any development in there or change the nature of what those woods are. And our assumption is that the same protection that is provided by law would be put in place through a policy of the Board of Regents, our governing body.